1 2 1 2. Yes, yes, yeah. DJ Cliff, Everything is Copacetic, the podcast. Appreciate y'all tapping in, man. You know what it is, man. This is my spot. Place where I can just come through and, you know, talk my talk. Things that I'm into, things that I'm on. Just get caught up with the people, man, for real, for real. I hope everybody's doing okay in these times, man. You know, it's nuts. I'm recording this during the holiday season, the day after Christmas, to keep it 100, and it's nuts because I know that this time of year is it can be tough for a lot of people, man. I would be lying to you if I didn't say that it's definitely not one of my favorite times of year. And for a lot of reasons, man, you know, coming up, you would always, I don't know always, but you know, you look forward to these times. When you're younger, you're looking forward to these times because, you know, you get a chance to see folk, connect with family and friends and, you know, just celebrate getting together and getting things and all of that. And as I've continued on this journey of life, man, I look at things differently. I value things a little bit differently. I think as we all do, as we all probably should, as we get older. And so that's kind of what I've been on, you know, more recently. But then there's a lot of other folk who have really had hard times during this time of year for various reasons. And I think it's important to be sensitive to that, you know, the fact that everybody's not on the same situation. And so, but at any rate, man, that's where we at. You know, we in this season right now, and just navigating it as best we can. Here in Portland, man, we got Winterpocalypse 2021. You know, like it seems like we do every year. We got a little bit of a snowfall, so, and the temperatures are dropping. So we're gonna see what that looks like up here. It's crazy because, you know, we get a little snow, and it seems like things tend to want to shut down. But that's where we at right now, man. I know I got to get out and shovel snow off the car. When I'm a little bit later today, I'm trying to let it warm up a little bit before I get out there and try to start messing with that snow, man. But that's what's happening here. It's been a pretty cool, crazy, fall, I guess. It was a couple of dope things that have happened, man. I had a chance to build with my folk over at The Numbers. You know, I do a show on The Numbers, a weekday show, 3 PM Pacific Standard Time. And The Numbers has a space in the Portland Art Museum, which in and of itself is pretty amazing. But they have a chance to curate the fourth floor of the Portland Art Museum. And one of the things that they've been working on for a minute was building a really like a storefront, man, for local artists and artisans. And they completed that and had the grand opening. And it's called the Nums Bodega. It's a really cool spot, man. It's open during the week. I want to say Wednesday through Saturday, but don't quote me on that. Hit up the website, thenumbers.fm, or check them out on social media. And there's all kind of information there on the things The Numbers is doing. But I had a chance to spend at the grand opening, which was cool. A lot of folk came through. It was dope to just connect with people, especially in these times, you know, when we don't really get to build and connect like we used to. So it was dope to be able to do that and just to share and build with this radio station, man. But the Nums Bodega is open right now. People can go and check it out. Like I said, it's on the fourth floor at the Portland Art Museum. So aside from going in and seeing some pretty amazing exhibits, checked out the Nefertiti exhibit, which is just really amazing and informative. And you get a chance to look at history and, but yeah, so there's great art there, but then The Numbers is there, and the bodega, the Nums Bodega, is going down on a weekly situation, and it's a chance to build and support the local scene. Another way to support the local scene. So it was really dope for me to be a part of that. Also, So, you know, I do the Cliff Notes podcast that I've been doing now for, I don't even know, 6 or 7 years, something like that, man. And The Numbers is now a sponsor of the Cliff Notes podcast. So I feel really blessed to have a chance to continue to build with this radio station that I've had connections with since the very beginning, since the inception of this radio station. So The Numbers is a supporter of the Cliff Notes podcast, along with X-Ray FM, and of course, my guy DJ Renz and Acapella Apparel. So now, I've had a chance to record episodes of the radio show, I'm sorry, of the podcast over at The Numbers studio, and they sound great, and I'm looking forward to continuing to do more of that moving into the new year. So, you know, those are some of the things that have happened over the last couple weeks, man. And if you're watching, so I'm doing the YouTube situation, man. You know, so if you're listening to this, you can subscribe to DJ Cliff on YouTube. I know that seems like it's the thing now, and it's funny. It's one of the things I was thinking about getting ready to do this podcast. Like a lot of things that I've been on for a while, it seems like a lot of other cats are on, which I think is really cool. And we have a lot of tools to spread the word and to share art and to be creative, which I think is cool. Obviously, YouTube's been around forever, but just in terms of the way that it's being used right now, it's kind of crazy. And I've been posting videos and some of my mixes and those sorts of things on YouTube, but really hadn't probably used my YouTube page to its greatest potential. So I thought this might be a cool way to build with folk, you know, in a different fashion. So, you know, doing the Everything is Copacetic podcast. Not only available where you listen to your podcast, but now you can check it out on YouTube. If you go to my YouTube page, it's just DJ Cliff. Like everything, I try to make it simple. I try to make it consistent. Everything is just DJ Cliff. So yeah, man, DJ Cliff on YouTube. You can tap into that. You can subscribe. I should ask. That's the thing that I'm supposed to do now. Subscribe and share the page, and let's grow the page, and let's get followers and get subscribers. I don't know where I'm at, man. I hadn't really pushed this page, so I think I might be at like 300 or something like that. But you know, we're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers, and I don't know. I guess I should probably do something like I may give away some 3-7 limited merch or something like that if we get our numbers up. I will. I'll say that. That's what we'll do. We get our numbers up. We get up to 1,000 subscribers, and I'll do a giveaway of some 3-7 merch. So I got that. That's recorded. That's here. And so you got to hold me to that. You know what I mean? Did a dope episode of the Welcome to the Neighborhood radio show last night. I'm not super big on Christmas. I haven't been, as I was saying earlier, but you know, I understand the holiday season, and there's some records that have been released through the years that I saved to just play during the holidays. Of course, you know, and my wife was not giving me a hard time, but she did. She said I'm pretty predictable, so you know, I had to play the Run DMC Christmas and Hollis joint. I play that every year. I play Holiday by Homeboy Sandman every year. Just two records that. This time of year, you know what I mean? It's the time to do it. But I also got some new records that I played. Kev Brown just released a beat tape that's so dope, man. I think it's called the Kev Brown Holiday Special, something like that. So I played a couple of joints off of that. I had my featured artist on the show was Ray Holiday. Shout out to Ray Holiday, man. He's a local producer, and he's for years has just been like hit me off with beats and has hit me up and. I said, yo, man, if you ever need anything, let me know if you need beats for the radio show, for the podcast, or this, that, and the third. He's always just been real giving and real kind, and I definitely appreciate it. And so I wanted to highlight the work that he did or the work that he does. And so he was a featured artist. I had an opportunity to play. He sent me like a couple beat folders. I had a chance to play some of his beats and help, you know, get the word out. For MCs out there, or I know he's done some work with, he's done some licensing work with some companies. And so just, you know, wanting to use those platforms to help artists like that. And, you know, big ups to you, Ray. Thank you so much for supporting DJ Cliff Productions through the years, man. And it's dope to just be on a journey with you. So at any rate, yeah, man, dope show last night. The playlist is up at the website djcliff.com. It's also up on my Serato, and I posted it on my Instagram too. Just once again, just trying to let people know what records are being played, and just trying to support artists. And hopefully, people will see this and hear these artists, and then they'll go out and support these artists. I mean, that's really what I've tried to do with the platforms over the years, man. Speaking of listening to to artists and new music and this and the third, I realized that I'm not up on a lot of new music right away when it comes out. And it's funny, I've conditioned myself, because I've been doing radio for so long, I've conditioned myself to always look for radio edits. And so when records drop, that's the first thing that I do. I look to see, okay, did they drop a radio edit? Because if it's really dope, I'm gonna want to play it on one of the radio shows. And so the Nas record dropped, and the last couple of records that he dropped, he's dropped radio edits, and I've played some joints off of there. So this new one dropped, and everybody's been talking about how dope it was. And I was looking, and didn't see a radio edit. And then today I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have to play it on the radio. You know, I used to just listen to music for my own enjoyment. So started listening to it today, and I have to say, I'm kind of digging it. It's Hit-Boy produced the whole thing, apparently, man. And before recording this, man, I got through to the last track. It's 9 joints on here. The name of the project is Magic, and it's a dope project. So hopefully he'll release some radio edits, just that way if you haven't heard it, I can put it in sets on my show. Although it's weird now because everybody streams music, and so people have an opportunity to stream stuff. But you know, I just wanted to shout that out. So I'm listening to it. I would say first listen through. I listen, you know, front to back. First listen through, I'm definitely kind of digging it. So a thought just came to me. You know, it's funny. Someone hit me up, and someone who shout out to my guy Akira West, who came through the Welcome to the Neighborhood radio show and did live verses there. He came through, DJ OG1 came through and talked about his releases, talked about Testimony and Rise of the Rose. And Akira is on both of those projects. He came through and did a live verse, and you're gonna see some video coverage of that. But was talking to him, and he was like, "Yo, you should you ever think about doing album reviews when people drop albums or maybe even singles?" And I was like, "I don't know. There's so many people out there right now who are doing that, and I feel like people have really put effort into their style and building an audience for that. That I feel like is covered. So I don't know that that's something that I'll do like on a regular basis, but when projects like this drop, if it's something that I dig." Which is really what I try to do with the radio shows anyway, or try to do with the podcast when I'm interviewing artists anyway, is to say, yo, this is somebody who I dig, somebody I think you should listen to. In terms of critiquing records, it's interesting to, you know, the idea of critiquing a record. Obviously, that's a part of what we do, but it's so subjective because it's art, and art is subjective. And so I don't know. I don't know that that's something that you'll see me doing necessarily as a regular situation. I don't know how in depth I'll get, because how can I tell somebody that their record is not good? It's subjective to me. If I dig it, I'm definitely going to support it on my platforms. If I don't dig it, that doesn't mean it's bad. It just means it's not something that, you know, that I have an ear for, whatever the case may be. And I have to balance that. I shouldn't say I have to. I choose to balance that. You know, doing the radio shows and doing the podcast, the Cliff Notes podcast, those things are definitely for artists to support and elevate, even some stuff that may not be in my personal playlist. But when it comes to this podcast, everything is copacetic. Nah. Nah, this is a spot for me to share. So like I said, you can really get a sense of what I'm into and hopefully build with people in a different fashion, man, where it's really my voice, not so much the voice of a lot of the artists and creators that you're used to hearing from me. Now, saying all that, I will say this. I just dropped the latest episode of the Cliff Notes podcast and had a chance to chop it up with DJ Ross the Root, who's the DJ and manager and close friend of Five Dog, of a Tribe Called Quest. And it was a really good conversation. We had an opportunity to talk about Fife working on his last project before he passed, and that, you know, that project, working on that project, but then also spending time and probably transitioning into working on the last Tribe record. And since Fife passed, Ross the Root has spearheaded the completion of that album, and it's gonna drop next year in March of 2022. So we talked about that on the podcast. The name of the album is Forever. I really encourage you to go and listen to the interview, not because of me, but because it's a great interview, you know, to talk to someone like Ross the Root, who is that close to Fife and who's doing such an amazing work in releasing this art that Fife created so that we can all enjoy it. It really excited to hear the project. I've been playing a couple of the first two singles, Nutshell and French Kiss, on my radio shows, and really excited to hear what else is coming from this project. So the Cliff Notes podcast is available everywhere you listen to audio, like literally everywhere you listen to audio, except Tidal. It's not on Tidal, but it's on Pandora. It's on Audible. It's on all of the podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all of that. And then you can listen to it at cliffnotes.com. That's something I will say. Yeah, go ahead and if you listen to this, subscribe to the Cliff Notes podcast and spread the word on that one. Definitely want to build that listener base, not so much for me, but for all of the artists that I interview, and really want to help get the word out about these great artists. I have another episode that I just edited and uploaded that's going to release this coming week. It's going to be the last episode of 2021. And I'm not going to talk about it now. I want to let it drop. And then we may talk about that. We will talk about it the next episode of the Everything is Copacetic podcast. So wherever you listen to podcasts, search for Cliff Notes, K-L-Y-P-H Notes, K-L-Y-P-H Notes, and subscribe so that as soon as I drop episodes, you'll know, you'll get the notification and you can listen to them. This next one that's going to drop on Tuesday is really, really cool. And I'm excited to hear some feedback on this one and what this individual is working on. And it's dope. It's really, really dope. So yeah, man, subscribe to Cliff Notes and tell everybody else to subscribe to Cliff Notes. And it's dope, man. Like even in my 9-to-5, I've been connected with people. I've been talking to people more about what I do outside of my 9-to-5 and have had some people who've tapped in to the Cliff Notes podcast, which is cool. So yeah, do that. Tap into the Cliff Notes podcast. This virus, bruh, this COVID-19 situation, it's nuts. It's crazy. And I felt like after when the winter months came and people are going to be dealing with just regular winter colds and that sort of thing, that it was going to be kind of weird. And now we got things are bumping up and we see how it's impacting us again on a greater level. You know, I'm a sports fan, so seeing how like the NHL is shut down, and how I'm a New Orleans Saints fan, you know, Sean Payton caught it and a couple players caught it. I'm a Portland Trailblazers fan, and some of the players on the Trailblazers caught it, and they're now bringing cats in from the G League just so that they can have numbers so that they can keep playing games. Like this virus ain't no joke, man. And I was talking to my wife and I was saying, you know, I was in a place where I was learning how to navigate through life, through my day-to-day situation, and had decided that I could go out and be amongst people. Like I said, doing the joint with the numbers, going out and doing live recordings of the podcast, going out. Shout out to my guy, OG1, who, sidebar, first Thursday, he does Love Jones over at Revolution Hall, and first Thursday of January, before Love Jones, he's doing a meeting of the minds. And so if you're in the Portland area and you're a part of the music scene or interested in the music scene, meeting of the minds is just like a networking situation. So that's going down. I don't even know what time. Tap in with OG1's website to get the specific times, but they're doing a meeting of the minds first. And then after the meeting of the minds, they're doing Love Jones, which is like just a chill spot. Music, open mic, spoken word, like a cool situation. That's all going down first Thursdays. But at any rate, like, was doing things like that. And I was telling wifey, like, I don't know. I think I'm going to start pulling back again from all the social interaction, like kind of getting back on how I was in 2020, because this virus, man, it's like I said, it's no joke. And more people getting sick. And I'm just not trying to. I'm not trying to deal with none of that. So I'm just watching, you know, I'm just watching and seeing ultimately what this thing looks like, regardless of where you stand on whether it's real or whether it's not, regardless of where you stand on, you know, vaccinations or this, that, and the third. At the end of the day, man, we should all just be wise. We should just be smart with how we move. So that's where I'm at, man. I'm trying to be mindful of this joint and make sure that I'm not only for my own well-being and my own health, but from what we understand about viruses, period, not just COVID-19, like viruses. I mean, if you had a virus, you would you wouldn't go out, like you wouldn't go to work, or you wouldn't go and socialize with people. And a lot of times you don't know that you have it until after you get it. And so those sorts of things, I think, just trying to be wise, man. So I don't know, I might be pulling back a little bit from the social situation, at least through the winter months. We'll see what happens. I say that and who knows, I might be at the next meeting of the minds. But I just think be wise, be mindful. Speaking of being wise and mindful, I saw a video. I was watching the video just this past week. Kango Kid of the rap group UTFO, big in the 90s, passed away. And he had been sick for a little bit, you know. I didn't really realize that until he was hospitalized. And I saw some things where some cats were going in to visit him, and I didn't know the whole backstory, but he passed away, which is sad. And it's funny to be at this place in my life where people who I am aware of, people who I've been fans of, are passing away, some from illness, some from tragedies. But he passed away this past week. So rest in peace, Kango Kid, and you know, just thoughts of comfort and blessings to his family who are left in you know, with his passing. But I saw a video that he posted when he was sick, and it was really interesting because he shared that he had been diagnosed with cancer. I don't know if it was colon cancer or if it was prostate cancer, I'm not sure. But the thing that I so appreciated about the video was just how open he was and how real he was, and was sharing real specific things about his illness and encouraging people, especially men, especially Black men, to, man, you can't mess around with your health, that you have to go in and, you know, if something doesn't seem right, you got to go get it checked out. And that was his situation. And he shared very specific things, very detailed, very explicit things about his illness and things that he saw, and how initially he kind of just thought it would be okay, thought things, you know, would ride things out. Some of his symptoms came and went, and so he didn't really jump on it early. And unfortunately, like I said, he, you know, it took his life. I did an episode of another podcast that I have called Fitness is a Habit, which is really about spiritual, mental, and physical wellness. And OG1 was a guest on, well, he actually guest hosted an interview when he brought in, because OG is a cancer survivor, colon cancer, and he brought in the surgeon and had some other folk on the panel, and they talked about men's health, specifically Black men's health. And that same idea of, man, we can't be messing around with our health, man. You know, there are certain things that, specifically colon cancer, like colon cancer, it's something that we can prevent death. Like literally we can prevent death. So if we go in and we get assessed as we're supposed to, and for Black men, you know, we're now, they used to say that everybody should go and get checked when they're 50. Now for everybody, they've lowered that age to 45. And I think for Black men, they've even lowered it to 40 because Black men are more susceptible. But at the end of the day, man, it's one of those things where you go in and you get checked, and if they find any polyps or anything, they can take care of it right now, boom, boom, and you're good. And it can literally save your life. And so it's really one of those things where it's not even just about you, but it's about those who are left behind. So at any rate, I just thought it was dope that Kango used his platform to share that, to put that word out. And though it didn't save his life, it hopefully has an opportunity to save others' lives. And so I don't know, man, the message from that is just be responsible with your own health. Realize that every decision that we make, it has an impact on those around us as well as ourselves. And, you know, to not do those things can be selfish. And some of the stuff is not comfortable. It's not comfortable to talk about, but you know, those are just the responsible things to do, man. So once again, man, rest in peace to Kango. Speaking of those who were lost, I know here in Portland, there are folk who are in mourning right now for the loss of a young MC, a young rapper, Dre Steves, whose life was taken recently. And like, open and honest, I don't know that I actually ever met Dre myself. I know who he is, and I know of him because of the connection to the Just Family family. Cool Nuts has obviously done a ton of work with Dre and his people. And I played records of Dre's on my radio shows that he's done on on Nuts Records. And yeah, man, it's really sad to see these lives lost. You know, it's funny, I talk about just the battles that we have to deal with just with health in general. You know, we're dealing with that. We're dealing with this virus situation. We're dealing with the social unrest and how we're targets to certain groups. And I think that we can do better. At the end of the day, man, we can do better. We have enough battles to fight that we don't need to be fighting one another. So at any rate, not to preach on that one, I just want to say, just acknowledge that another young life was lost. And again, just prayers of peace and comfort through this difficult time to his family and the Portland rap community, who's lost a young man who was a contributor. It's sad to see. On a lighter note, man, like I said, I'm a sports fan, trying to see what the Trailblazers are gonna do. It's crazy to see that they've turned over. They've got new ownership, not ownership, they've got new management along with the new coach, some new players on the team. Now they got new G League players on the team. I'm really anxious to see ultimately what this is going to look like for them going into 2022. Of course, rumors abound that there may be some changes in terms of the squad. So we're just going to have to wait and see. But it's been a crazy season for him, man. These guys have really been struggling. And of course, Dame has not been healthy. And I think one of the takeaways from this is, even though we know it, even though we understand that kind of where Dame goes is where the team goes, but you really get to see his value, not just because of the challenges that they had when he was out for the extended period of time, but when you look at literally how they do when he's on the court versus on the court within a game. So I don't know, man. A lot of questions up in the air in terms of what they should do. Again, with the virus situation, cats getting sick, with Dame just struggling just to try to be healthy. Should they shut him down? You know, people have used the Steph Curry situation as an example of what the Trailblazers may think about doing is just shutting Dame down and let him get healthy. But I'm just curious. I'm watching, wishing him the best, hoping that. And at this stage, I don't even know, like, do you want him to make the playoffs? Do you want him to get a lottery pick so they can keep that pick? Do you want him to shut Dame down so he could be healthy? Maybe all of the above, you know? But just watching and waiting to see ultimately what they decide to do. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's still go Blazers. It's still go Saints, even as they're just inundated with injuries this year with Winston going down and, you know, now bringing in extra quarterbacks and, you know, Michael Thomas thought we were going to have him back and you know, he had to be shut down for the season. And what's going to happen with that going into the next season? These are the things that I tap into, man, just for, you know, for life balance. All right, man. So like I said, I'm trying to, I'm trying to lean into this podcast. And for a lot of reasons, just like the fitness is a habit, I do this to build community, do this to share just after people knowing me through the radio show and through the other podcasts, just having something so that you can really hear my voice, not only my voice through the arts and those things, just really my voice. But also it's a good thing for me to do, you know, the title of the podcast is Everything is Copacetic. And it just reminds me that at the end of the day, man, you know, as crazy as things seem and as hard as things seem and as tough as life can be sometimes, at the end of the day, everything is copacetic. Everything is going to be okay. A thought that I've been thinking about for these last couple of days and going into the new years, I'm not like a big New Year's, we call it revolution kind of cat. But one of the thoughts that I've had that I really want to lean into going into the new year, someone once said, actually put it on a t-shirt, shout out to Yanagita, audit your circle. You know what I mean? Really being mindful of who you let in. And for me, it's been crazy, especially with my position, is that everybody doesn't need to have access to you. So just being mindful of that, just for your own mental health, for your own physical health. So just audit your circle. And when you do that, at the end of the day, it's just a great reminder that at the end of the day, everything is going to be okay, man. Like I said, man, tap into the YouTube page. We're going to see if we can grow some subscribers here. Check out DJCliff.com. Every Saturday night, welcome to the neighborhood on X-Ray FM. Every weekday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, The Rhythm on The Numbers FM. It's The Numbers with a Z. Yo, man, thank y'all so much. God bless you. Peace.